WJTL, Austin French, Jesus Ken, Andrew Rip, for the love of God. Good morning to you. It's 7:21.
For today's forecast, sunny and hot, high around 90. Tonight, clear, low of 67. And for tomorrow, sunny and hot, high around 93. About 66 in Harrisburg and Lancaster, 67 in Mannheim.
Our friend Matt Neff is here. He's the executive director of House of His Creation. Matt, always great to have you here. Good morning again.
Thank you so much. I love being here.
Yeah, you recently moved your family to Florida about a year ago, and you're going to tell us about that. But before you do, tell us about the 50-year history of House of His Creation.
So House of His Creation was started by some youth pastors who notice a young lady standing in the back of the room, kind of back away from everyone, and they slowly started to notice what I think they still refer to as a baby bump.
Right.
And in talking to the young lady, she was pregnant and her family had disowned her, and the gentleman was nowhere to be, well, I shouldn't say it, the guy was nowhere to be found. There's a standard for gentlemen.
Yeah, agreed.
And so they just started working with her and talking with her, and eventually she lost where she was living and moved in with them. And it just started a whole thing. And they, you know, House of His Creation started right before Roe v. Wade was passed.
Wow.
And I love the fact that we're still here.
Yeah.
And that is no longer around.
Yeah, that's amazing. And now you guys moved to Florida to start a safe house. I can't imagine what that entails. Give us a little bit of background on that and some insight.
So we moved to Florida again. Pull me aside sometime and I can explain the story because it's a long one. But it was just lots of twists and turns, and God put us in Florida. We firmly believe that. The board was on board with that. But yeah, we're looking to open a home, a safe home, for teenage girls rescued from trafficking. And it will be pregnant or not pregnant. That's not a condition, but it's a skill set we have. So that's not an eliminator for us. A lot of places that does add a complication, but our background was a teen mom home.
Yep.
So we're okay operating with that. And we bought a home down there and we're doing improvements and trying to get everything ready. So we are, you know, when I say we're looking to go big for this, there's a lot of initial startup costs.
Yeah.
You know, the house needs a new roof. We're adding bedrooms, so we need a larger septic system.
Mm.
We did finally, I think the beginning of June, we got complete HVAC in the house. That was really needed.
And that's a big deal in Florida.
I had no idea how soft I was until we had not enough air conditioning in a home. And it's just, you know, you sweat going into the laundry room and you're like, this is not okay. So yeah, there's a lot of one-time costs to get it up and running. And then, you know, hopefully people are committed to what it is we're doing. House of His Creation started as the first real family living situation for pregnant young women.
Yeah.
And it's spun off, and there are so many homes that have started from the roots of House of His Creation.
Right.
We have
every
intention to do that same thing here. We have the 18 years experience. The Neff family has lived with 159 women and 115 babies.
Yeah.
So
you actually met the very first woman that you were telling about. I
have. Yes. Yes. I had. She is a Southerner now.
Yeah.
And I did get the opportunity to talk with her, and just what an amazing, lovely young woman. Well, woman.
Yeah.
So, but she's yeah. It was just neat to have all of that history tied together.
Yeah. That's very cool. So if people want to support what you're doing, they can find out online how they can do that.
Yes, House of His Creation. We've actually updated it. So online giving is extremely easy and puts you completely in control. If you want to make it monthly gifts, weekly, yearly, one time, you want to change it at any time, you're in full control of your giving on www.hohc.org. And there's a little tiny button up in the right corner that says give.
Or they could come out to your banquet that's coming up in September.
Yes, I would love to see them at the banquet.
Yeah.
And we are also looking for sponsors for that. So if anyone is interested in that, by all means, reach out to me. My email is director@hohc.org. My phone number's on the website. I would love to talk with you.
So it's coming up at Brick Gables. It's going to be September 28th. Tell us a little bit, if folks come out, how are you guys going to be celebrating your 50th year and this new startup in Florida?
Well, we are, we're going a little retro.
Okay.
We hired a marketing young lady who happens to be my daughter.
And that works out.
It does. Well, you know, she has 18 years experience with the ministry.
Yes, she does.
And she's incredibly creative. So yeah, we're looking to go a little retro with the feel and the theme. You know, the classic 70s browns and yellows and things like that.
Nice.
So yeah, it's going to be an evening full of sharing and thank you. Thank you is the big theme of it all, because a lot of places start, a lot of organizations try and do good work, and things go different directions. But God has been faithful. Yeah. Our donors have been faithful. And, you know, I'm 53 years old. To celebrate 50 years of House of His Creation is very cool.
Very cool. Do people need tickets?
You do need to register.
Register, right.
So that we know how many people. We don't want anyone to be turned away. That would be horrible.
Yeah. HOHC, the banquet coming up September 28th, House of His Creation at Brick Gables in Lititz. They'll be celebrating 50 years. You could celebrate with them. Check it out online, HOHC.org. See what they're doing with their Pensacola Safe Home and see if you could be a part of that as well. And, of course, join in prayer as well.
Absolutely.
Matt, thank you. I love that you got to come home for a little bit.
I love seeing you. I love seeing Lancaster County.
Yeah, great. So. Great to have you here this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
We're going to go a little retro, too. Here's Third Day, Born Again, WJTL.